When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The cursed hearth, the devil's doorstep, fires of India. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey far from our familiar landscapes to a land steeped in ancient traditions and a deep belief in the unseen forces that govern our world. We are heading to rural India in the year 2007, specifically to a small, unassuming village where the rhythms of life are dictated by the sun, the monsoon, and the timeless customs passed down through generations. Here, amidst the daily toil and simple joys, a terrifying and inexplicable series of events unfolded, turning a family's humble dwelling into a scene of recurring terror and igniting fearful whispers of a vengeful spirit and a dark curse. This is the chilling story of the Devil's Doorstep house fires. Our focus falls on the Sharma family, a common surname in India. A family no different from their neighbors, hard-working, devout, and deeply connected to their ancestral land. They lived in a modest, traditional home, built with care, a sanctuary meant to provide shelter, comfort, and the continuity of generations. Their days were filled with the predictable routines of village life, the laughter of children, and the comforting scent of cooking spices. Among the family was a young daughter, perhaps 10 or 11 years old, whose name we will withhold to protect her privacy. She was a quiet child, unremarkable in her youth, yet she would become the horrifying focal point of an ordeal that defied all reason. The inexplicable terror began subtly, almost imperceptibly, in the scorching heat of the Indian summer. A small fire, no bigger than a man's hand, spontaneously ignited on a pile of old clothes in a corner of the main living area. The family quickly extinguished it, attributing it to a stray spark from the cooking hearth or an oversight. A minor inconvenience, easily dismissed. But this was merely the prelude. Within days, another fire erupted, then another, and another. Over a span of just 2 weeks, the Sharma family's home, their refuge, inexplicably caught fire not once, not twice, but a staggering 13 times. These were not accidental blazes sparked by faulty wiring or unattended lamps. There was no electricity in this remote dwelling. There were no candles left burning, no open flames from cooking. Witnesses, including the frantic family members themselves and the bewildered neighbors who rushed to help, described the horrifying sight of flames erupting seemingly out of nowhere, from a straw mat, from a stack of firewood, from a clay pot, even from the very walls of the house. What made these fires truly terrifying and utterly baffling to any rational mind was the complete absence of any apparent cause. Local authorities, rudimentary as they might be in such a rural setting, conducted rudimentary investigations. They found no evidence of accelerants, no discarded matches, no signs of arson. The fires simply began, as if willed into existence by an unseen hand. Imagine the psychological toll this inflicted upon the Sharma family. Their lives were consumed by a constant, gnawing terror. Sleep became an impossible luxury, replaced by a perpetual state of hypervigilance and suffocating anxiety. Every flicker of shadow, every inexplicable warmth, every unusual smell would send their hearts pounding, anticipating the next inexplicable blaze. Their children, traumatized by the recurring infernos, would cling to their parents, their eyes wide with fear. The once comforting walls of their home now felt like the interior of a furnace, liable to turn against them at any moment. They were living in a literal hell, their sense of safety and normalcy completely shattered, their very existence a terrifying countdown to the next unexplained ignition. They tried everything, moving their belongings outside, pouring water on vulnerable areas, standing vigil through the night. Nothing stopped the fiery onslaught. As the inexplicable blazes continued and conventional explanations utterly failed to materialize, the local community, steeped in centuries of ancient beliefs and spiritual traditions, began to look towards more ominous explanations. In a culture where the spiritual realm is considered an active and influential force in daily life, where every unusual event is often attributed to the actions of unseen entities, whispers of curses and vengeful spirits began to circulate through the village like wildfire. The focus of these fearful whispers quickly converged upon the young daughter within the afflicted family. According to local lore and rampant speculation, it was believed that this innocent girl had somehow, perhaps inadvertently or unknowingly, been marked or targeted by a wrathful spirit, an entity seeking retribution for some past grievance. This could have been a slight from a distant ancestor, a forgotten, broken promise, or even a tragedy from generations past that had gone unaddressed. The entity, fueled by this perceived injustice, was now manifesting its fury through these inexplicable fires, using the element of destruction to inflict terror and suffering, seeking not just property damage, but the psychological torment of the family. The term that began to be used in hushed, fearful tones was linked to a spirit of vengeance, a boot or atma, consumed by an insatiable desire for retribution. In the context of this remote Indian village, where such beliefs often hold profound sway over daily life, the utter lack of a rational, earthly explanation for the fires only strengthened the conviction that a malevolent paranormal force was at play, one that sought to exact a terrible price through the destructive power of fire. The girl, in this terrifying narrative, was seen not as a culprit, but rather as the unfortunate focal point, the cursed individual through whom the spirit's wrath was being channeled, its target the entire family. The Sharma family, caught in the midst of this terrifying ordeal, found themselves not only battling an invisible arsonist, but also facing the fear and the insidious social stigma of their own community. The whispers meant they were branded by a potential curse, a dark mark they could not understand or control. Their desperate pleas for help from local priests and spiritual healers often yielded temporary relief, or complex rituals that seemed to do little to halt the relentless cycle of destruction. The police, confounded by the lack of evidence and the bizarre nature of the claims, could offer no protection, no solution, no arrest. Their home, meant to be their refuge, had become a symbol of dread, a place where the very fabric of their lives was being consumed by an unseen, relentless force. The fires continued for the terrifying two-week period. The family suffered immense losses, not only of property, but of their peace of mind. Eventually, to the relief of the entire village, the fires simply stopped. As inexplicably as they began, they ceased. The family, traumatized and impoverished, often had to rebuild or perhaps even abandon parts of their home. The local authorities never offered a definitive explanation, and the case remains one of the most baffling documented instances of alleged spontaneous combustion. What truly caused those 13 fires in that Indian home in 2007, dear listeners? Was it a rare and still unexplained physical phenomenon? A form of spontaneous human combustion? Or perhaps a unique form of energy discharge triggered by unknown environmental factors or even profound human physiological anomalies, particularly from the stressed family members? Or were the villagers correct in their fearful assessment? Was the family, and particularly the young girl, truly the target of a vengeful spirit, a malevolent entity capable of manifesting its wrath through the destructive power of fire? The lack of a definitive, rational explanation leaves us with a chilling uncertainty. The image of flames erupting without cause, again and again, in the same dwelling, paints a terrifying picture of a home under siege by something unseen, something deeply malevolent. Whether it was a curse, a spirit of vengeance, or a phenomenon yet to be understood by modern science, the Devil's Doorstep fires serve as a stark reminder that there are still corners of our world where the unexplained ignites fear, and where ancient beliefs offer the only framework for comprehending the terrifying mysteries that lie beyond our current understanding. For the Sharma family, the memory of that recurring inferno and the chilling whispers of a vengeful spirit remain burned into their souls, a terrifying testament to a home that became a battleground against an invisible, fiery adversary. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.